You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but you've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll perfect. Do.
Ay, papi!
Let's go.
Let's go. Vamos. All right.
That's
welcome
right.
To another Prem Show with the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
My name is Alexis Guerreros. I said it with my Latino temperament.
Okay, I sensed it. And you know what, Alexis? I was threatened, all right?
Okay. Red card.
I felt you made me uncomfortable, all right? It was a little jarring. You need
yeah,
to tone
that's
it down.
I'm also playing with a switchblade. And I'm listening to salsa music real loud.
Man. Okay, are you going to be casting the reboot of West Side Story? I see it. Okay.
I'm doing snaps, my G.
What's good, everybody? We're excited to be here with you live on Twitch. If you're listening to this show, we are here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time on twitch.tv/soccercooligans. Or
save yourself some time and go to eltwitch.com.
Or you can go to latinotemperament.com.
Okay. Just be careful when you hit that enter button, because your keyboard is going to be hot. It's going to be spicy.
Yeah, a lot to discuss. Obviously, we just watched the Champions League semifinal. We now know who will be in the final. It's going to be Chelsea and Manchester City. Chelsea just played against Real Madrid, and a dominant performance. Real Madrid they barely look like they showed up in that game.
Bruh, Thomas Tuchel figured them out, bro. Zidane was like, hey, yo, how come nothing we said before this match is working? I'm a little confused as to why he put Eden Hazard in. Eden Hazard looked like when they called him and told him he was going to play in the match, he was waiting for his fish and chips. You know what I mean? He was like, nah, what? No, I just ordered.
Well, the Eden Hazard there was a bit of a surprise. Sergio Ramos also starting, probably a bit of a shock as well. He hadn't played in a couple weeks. I thought that was probably a mistake as well. But I think Varane was injured, right? There weren't too many options for him. But, you know, he tried his best. And probably the first goal, he was on Timo Werner's back and did kind of a dumb challenge. He didn't need to. He took a risk in trying to go for the ball. And Werner laid it back off to Kante to Havertz. Werner ran in, obviously off the crossbar. When I saw that ball hit the crossbar, I'm like, yo, Chelsea's going to lose this game. And then when I saw Timo Werner about to tap it in, I'm like, he's going to miss this. Watch.
Bro, you know? as soon as he jumped up for the header, I said, how? He hits it with his hand. Something would mean that this ball won't go in, because that boy is haunted. I don't know by who. Who? Where did he buy a house on an old English burial ground? Something. That man is haunted.
Skeeter Yeet did ask, in your opinion, who was man of the match in today's match? The entire Chelsea side played so well. Thiago Silva,
he means Kante.
Kante, I'm like, Harry Kane, imagine? Kane winning things? No.
Chill, B.
Kai Havertz, Sonny Rudiger, Edouard Mendy, Mason Mount, and Pulisic was a super sub. I'm
going
to have
two...
to say Kante, without a doubt. Kante was the key to both of those goals. I don't understand how in, you know, like the 75th, 80th minute, the dude is winning those 50-50 balls. Like, bro, Does he not get tired? I mean, I understand they sing songs about him and all this other stuff, but I'm like, bro.
But he still is technically human, right? Yeah. Like, can we confirm?
We need to just sort this
out. Does he have a mechanical heart? Is there a Roomba in his chest where a heart should be? Let us know.
I got to give it to Conte. But
I think it's without a doubt Conte. Look, Mendy made a couple great saves. Pulisic had an amazing, run as soon as he gets out. Havertz played great. It doesn't matter. No one did and could do what Conte did. Conte had their forwards in his pocket and also kept going forward. He practically played the number 10 for two very big, one almost goal scored, and Christian Pulisic's assist for a goal. I mean, it's absolutely out of this world. In fact, he was so effective that he was so far up in front of goal with all that space, and he was like, I don't want to do this. He's like, you can see that
one. He had one. I thought he would have scored that goal if Valverde didn't come in and clear the shot. But he was absolutely spectacular. I mean, just impressive. When you need him to be great, he absolutely delivered. Team, like, I don't know, like, I thought Christian Pulisic coming into the game made such a huge difference. I know a lot of people were concerned that he didn't start, especially after scoring the goal in the first game, but
I want to read this statement from Just Kick Aided. Okay. Alexis and Christian, breaking news from the soccer courtroom. The law firm of Ishmael Trajuri and Shroudy said evidence show City is going to win Champions League. I'm Mahrez my case.
I'm Mahrez my case.
Dun, 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 dun. Let me just say, you reached, but no one appreciates that more than us.
Okay, I think you tore a bicep reaching.
Just
right?
Like a mean, you tore a titty.
incredible. So the Robert Fremley said, I love how Chelsea subbed in Olivier Giroud just to troll Karim Benzema. Remember how Benzema called him a go-kart and he is a Ferrari? Yes. There is a... you know, they clearly, you know, both teams have some history, obviously, with those both, you know, Courtois and Hazard. I thought it was interesting, and I wonder if Spanish media will be critical of Hazard after the game. He was really laughing it up with all his former teammates, which I know, like, personally, not that big a deal to me, but it was like,
nah,
he didn't really, he wasn't devastated.
Things-
He wasn't
People
devastated enough that he's lost. You think so?
Yeah, exactly. It's like you gotta be like, oh, even if you're like, great game, boys, that was awesome. You guys want to go to the bar afterwards?
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta, you know what I mean? You gotta ham it up for the camera because people are gonna be like, because the fans are gonna say like, yo, he doesn't want it as bad as we wanted it.
Yeah.
And we our hard-earned money, and they're 100% right in that sense. Our money, our time, our effort, and yo, they're getting paid millions and they don't care. In that sense, you're right. But also, Hazard gave up years ago.
I don't say that. Hazard, he got the move. He got
Hazard
the move.
Hazard retired the moment he got signed by Real Madrid. So,
he got the move to Real Madrid and unfortunately been dealing with some injuries. He hasn't played that much. But there is a sense like for losses like that, like Youngman Son was crying over a League Cup. And this dude is laughing it up after losing.
Son cries about everything. Son probably cried because of how happy Hazard looked. He's like, he's just happy for him. Also, Nickster Nipple said, I wonder if when Dest and Messi blaze up, they roll a Fati.
What?
What happened in the chat when we weren't here at the beginning?
The Twitcheteros are because it is dad joke central. We are going for the puns,
bruh. If you
keep it going, everybody.
If you got a hot dad joke, we gonna feature it, bruh.
A hot dad joke, like an attractive father.
Yeah. If you got a sexy dad joke,
the sexier the better. You want to be featured? Oh, you must not want it bad enough, okay? All right.
Hold on. Skeeter Yeet says, Antonella, which is Messi's wife, and Griezmann are sitting at the table at Messi's house. Messi says, Anto, please pass the salad. Antonella and Griezmann. Oh.
I don't get that one. Am I missing something? Please. Yeah. I regret featuring it.
I regret reading it out loud.
You know, and his first name, Anto, please pass the sound. I don't get it. I don't get it. What am I missing?
His name is Anto?
What is Anto? Is that a thing?
Does that mean tossing salad?
Like they both. Skeeter, look, you gotta take shots. Sometimes they're not all gonna go in.
Antonella and Antoine. Both names are the same.
Oh my goodness!
All right, I mean, this is why some dads go missing. This is why I didn't have a dad. It's because of this joke. these are the dad jokes for dads who weren't around. They're not warmed up yet. You know?
Yeah, these are the jokes that ruin a family. You know what I mean? This is the reason, you know when your parents say like, oh, we're getting divorced. It's not because of you. It's because of the dad jokes. You know what I mean? Like this is what did it. Pepe Luchas just said, onto the next joke. You saved it. Yeah. You saved it, Pepe Luchas. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Off a rebound. He shoots, he scores. If this was a movie, there would be us trying to read that joke, and the dad would be sitting there like, The next shot would be us slamming the door on his face as he's outside the house.
Nixter Nipple gifting a sub to Cow Sports Football. Thank you, Nixter Nipple. Appreciate you, brother. Okay, so that match. So obviously Chelsea move on.
Who did you think it was? I thought PSG was going to win, and I know they lost. I thought Real Madrid was going to win, and I know they lost. So who did you have again?
I also had the same. I didn't. I thought PSG, and I thought it would be the same. Yeah. But we're talking about how good Chelsea was. Why were who was the worst man of the match for Real Madrid? Because they were surprisingly bad. I thought.
I mean, I'd have to say, you know, I not to pile on Eden Hazard, which seems hazardous. that's just the chat right there.
That one's free. Okay, you ain't got to pay for that one.
Also, I want to read what these two said. These two said, not trying to fold in it in. But Man City versus Chelsea. I love this, by the way. Man City versus Chelsea in the final makes me Pulisic. Too late to Cancelo it and air Cooligans Worldwide? Question mark. Would really Tuchel my fancy up the fucking toffees? That right there is poetry, folks.
Okay. Wow. I mean, there are just so many puns you packed into one comment,
yeah,
you know?
That is first 11 of puns.
Like a double-stuffed cookie of you know? Twitch chats, okay?
Damn, that's an 8-layer dip right there.
Thank you. So,
I think honestly, if you're going to give a you didn't show up to somebody at Real Madrid, it's going to be Zinedine Zidane, because I don't think the game plan and any adjustments they might have made weren't enough. I mean, if you look at a match like this, you have to score once and you're even, right? Because then that's 2-2 with an away goal each. So POTUS, you already know. 5,
thank you for the sub.
Mr. POTUS. Glazers out. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
You already know you got to walk in. You got to score two goals to advance, right?
Yeah.
At least one goal. And stop them from scoring in order to get to, you know, extra time and all that extra stuff. You obviously didn't have a game plan for that. And you obviously didn't come in prepared. And I think the mark of a great manager is what happens when they walk out that locker room at halftime. What is the energy like? What are the changes they made? Where are they able to sort of make the adjustments that are needed in order to win? Bro, it looked like they were like, he was like, yeah. I don't know, y'all second, figure it out there.
Second half, I mean, as soon as the whistle blew, the Polygon Escape, thank you for the sub, a gift from Hot Mess Express. Thank you so
Hot
much.
Hot Mess Express.
But as soon as the whistle blew, Kai Havertz is hitting the crossbar pretty early on. So I was surprised at the lack of, so I'll say this. Who was it? Jimmy Carragher in the CBS broadcast after the game. He said that essentially this is an example of why Real Madrid and Florentino wanted to have the Super League because they can't keep up with the Premier League. And
it's not the Premier League. This is why he said that.
It's sort of implying like that the Premier League is now overpowering the rest of the leagues in Europe. And
it shifts. It's cyclical. You know, a couple of years ago, it was the two Spanish teams and a little bit of Atletico Madrid that sort of called the shots when it came to Champions League, right? It was Real Madrid versus Barcelona over and over and over again as to who's going to be the more powerful. Now, all of a sudden, it feels like that momentum is kind of switched to the English teams. And now, all of a sudden, they want, you know, I mean, oh, because they can't handle English excellence. Bruh. This is the first time Manchester City's ever made it, okay?
Sure.
Everybody relax. The last time Chelsea was there, yeah, they won it. But Di Matteo was the manager. And even he was like, I don't even know what I'm doing here. You know? So everyone relax. It's not all of a sudden that the English teams have figured it out. It's that the momentum has switched. They're spending more money. They have a better TV contract. Now the Spanish team needs to figure it. Spanish teams need to figure out how to do that. And then, you know, the French league needs to figure out how to do that. At the end of the day, I think it just these things are somewhat cyclical. You know what I mean?
Okay. Maybe it's the... It's interesting that the... this part of the cycle, the Spanish teams don't want to go through it. You know what I mean? They feel like the gap will widen too much. So this is why they wanted to level the playing field by creating the Super League. I like Mr. Pota said, 5,000 said, it's not that they can't keep up. Look at the age of Benzema, Modric, Cruz, Ramos, right. And compare them to Chelsea's young, so they just can't compete at the high level and the fitness. But with that said, you know, Vinicius is not 45 years old.
Just one.
Rodrigo's not old. Valverde's not old. It's just the
quality of Diaz. He clearly ain't a Champions League striker. No disrespect. I know he's Dominican.
All disrespect. Okay, that's what that was.
I don't know what you meant, but I accept all of it. So clearly not at the level. All I'm saying is, it seems like the youngsters of City and Chelsea are a little bit more prepared for a level of this than everyone that Real Madrid has, which really just seems like Vinicius is really the main one who I think is of this level.
I think this was a weird game. I don't know what you have to credit Chelsea because they were great and everyone played well. No one made any mistakes. They just
said. Not to be Giroud, but yes,
just a surprise for Real Madrid. I think that's why it was easy for Hazard to laugh it off a little bit because he was like, "Yo, from beginning to end, we didn't even have a chance. I mean, it was a joke out there." So
yeah,
okay. So two teams
who relied heavily on CR7 and Messi, absolutely right. Nickster Nipple shouts to Couch Sports Football. You're right. I mean. You have two of the best players in the world. You're going to rely heavily on them if you're planning correctly. Robert from LA said all Alexis heard was young boys when Christian was mentioning the Chelsea players. Again, MILF superstars for those young boys.
Okay.
I'm going to Werner you. This needs to stop.
Okay. The
Hold on. These two said Gundogan puns have me stumped. I don't know what to do with that one.
Keep them coming, folks.
Guys, this chat is the funniest chat in all of Twitch.
Also, I want to point out Joanna Geraldine mentioned the Chelsea women making it to the Champions League final last Sunday morning was way more dramatic than today's game, but it'll be fun to see if both teams can win. So this is fascinating because the women, the Chelsea women and the Chelsea men are both playing in the Champions League final.
No team has ever won both. If the men's and women's team have won the Champions League at the same time.
So it'll be interesting. The Chelsea women are playing against Barcelona. So we shall see. It would be pretty wild if both Chelsea teams win. But who do you got for the final? Who do you think is winning?
I don't think... You know what? Tuchel scares me because I never know exactly what team is going to show up. Like, yeah, he's incredible, but I just don't think he can handle what Pep has. Pep, there's something about Pep that feels like it's like almost like a destiny type of thing, right?
Okay. All right. Keep going.
Hello?
Did I lose you? Alexis? No! I lost Alexis. Hopefully he'll come back. I don't know what happened to him.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I just want to bring it with a word from one of our sponsors, Justin. You being Gully Squad. Oh my God, Gully Squad is the absolute incredible. By the way, if you're not a member of Gully Squad, what are you waiting for? Just go to soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad and join. First of all, you get absolutely amazing access to us, Christian and I. We're always in there. This is the place we focus on. We text back the most. If you want to share a picture of your pizza and say, yo, Alexis, roast them. Nah, fam, join Gully Squad. That's where that happens, in the Rate My Pizza room in our Slack. It's absolutely incredible. We've got stuff from comedy, coffee, beer, wine, liquor, food stuff, general stuff. They're coming up with the Gulliest Kit. Inferior Sports, which is where we talk about everything else. We got an MLS Pick'em going on in there. Music, pets. It's such incredible stuff. And by the way, anytime we have a guest, what happens is we post that in Gully Squad. They find out about it first, and it's cool that they don't leak that information. They're awesome people. And we ask them if they have any questions for whether it's famous coaches or players or a journalist, whoever it is that we have as a guest on our show. And those are the only questions that we ask. So if you would love to ask some of these famous people some questions, anyone from Zach Steffen to Landon Donovan to Michelle Akers, you know, legend in the women's game, anyone like that, if you've always wanted to ask them a question, the only way you're going to get a chance to do that is if you are in Gully Squad. So again, go to soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad, or you could just go to shoutstous.com. Join now.
All right, I think he's back. There he is.
The hell happened?
What happened, Alexis?
Yo, my whole internet went out.
I did. I actually just got a message from Verizon that there was an outage in the area. So I don't know. Maybe it's related to that.
Is it a thunderstorm?
It's not. It's not raining where I am. I just got that message.
Damn, yo, that was out of nowhere. I'm like, it feels like they're a team of destiny. I was like, right, Christian? Right? Like, and then all of a sudden it said like a network connection lost. I'm like, apparently he didn't like what I said. He shut me down.
I think Colo Blanco banned you from the Twitch stream. Okay, let me just mark that. It was like 19 minutes where that happened.
I mean, I'll see the waveform collapse there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As I was saying, it feels like Pep is going to win. There's just something about, and look, Tuchel figures him out. He figures him out. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But it just feels like this is Pep's match to lose. Like, Tuchel getting this far is already good.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
He got there with PSG. And lost.
No, I mean, he came in half season.
Yes, that's right. After taking over for Lampard.
If he loses the final, only Tottenham would fire him. You know what I mean?
I think so Chelsea are playing Manchester City this weekend, right? But Chelsea also, didn't they beat Manchester City recently? Didn't they give them that first loss and ended the winning streak?
They're playing this weekend.
They are playing this weekend, but I'm saying they played a couple weeks ago and ended their winning streak. Am I right? It was Chelsea, if I'm not mistaken. Let me know if I... it could have been West Ham. I could be wrong. I think there could be... I think it's, like you said, I think it's Manchester City's match to lose. But the... I would be... There's not going to be a lot of goals. I think this is going to be like a 1-0 FA Cup that they played in. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was Leeds, not Chelsea. Oh, apologies. I think this will be a 1-0 final, 2-0 maybe. I don't see many goals being scored. I don't think Chelsea are going to defend the way that they defended this time around. Just because Manchester City are just so much better on the ball.
That's like the perfect team for Chelsea to go up against, because it seems like they're so good defensively. They don't really need possession of the ball all that much to do what they do.
Okay.
And City wants to hold possession.
Yeah, but even in the game against PSG, they let PSG have the ball. Right. And kind of played the way Chelsea just played against Real Madrid, just a bit more defensive and capitalized on any errors. So what those 50-50 balls that Conte won in the game against Madrid, I don't think they're going to make those mistakes and give him the opportunity to do that.
100% completely different team they're going up against. But the guy who can do that to Real Madrid can still be pretty effective against a team like City. I just don't think City, I don't think City is going to struggle as much to figure out their defense. And I think at the end of the game, I think if Chelsea gets punched in the mouth, they don't have anyone who they sort of rely on to be like, you're the guy to get us out of this.
Yeah.
I don't think they have that.
I wanted to point something out because Ruben Dias was unbelievable in that game against PSG.
Did you see the photo of him holding the shirt that's like a brick wall?
I did not see that, but I want
to amazing.
Just point out this photo that he posted on his Twitter. He's just holding the man of the match award. But look at this. Isn't this the most gorgeous man you've ever seen in your life? Well, I don't know what is it about specifically about this photo.
He 100% is 100% no. This is,
you don't think so?
This is not a good looking photo.
This is an incredible looking photo. He is.
No.
He looks like not, we always have the conversation. You know, Olivier Giroud.
Nah, his forehead mesh short. His nose. It looks like it got broke during the match. No,
I wouldn't say, bro. I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe you're just into a different type of dude than me.
I'm saying the competition's getting, the gap is closing. That's all I'm saying. He looks like a Greek god. I don't agree.
I think he played incredibly well. You don't make my top sexy. I'm just saying, you don't make my what is it? Tongue punch? You don't make my tongue punch first
tongue
11.
Tongue punch FC? Yeah, I get
Besitos
it.
11. Does he make the Besitos 11 bench? We need a unanimous Cooligans vote. I'm going to say no. Maybe bench. He might be on the reserves.
No, I think he's, I think,
Northwood guitar, but I'd hit it.
It was fascinating. He made a bunch of clearances and a bunch of stops
incredible.
And the team was celebrating like they had just scored a goal. But, you know, sometimes they say like huge saves are like almost are like goals to some degree. That's how they were celebrating.
I mean, they're not. I get the statement. Put it on the scoreboard, folks. You saw that clearance.
Okay, I'm a keeper. I had 18 goals this game. What are you talking about?
Look at that. Glenster says, Dest won a trophy. McKennie won a trophy. Stefan won a trophy. Can Pulisic and Reyna join them this year?
And Reyna. Is Reyna playing? Is up for...
Is he DFB Bokal?
I don't even know. I don't know what to. I mean, they're obviously not going to win the Bundesliga trophy called? I forgot what it's called.
It's probably like Die Gersen Awarding.
Okay, yeah. Chocolate Thunder said the Pokal.
DFB Pokal. That's what I said.
Yeah. I didn't say that wasn't wrong, but the German, the Bundesliga
dish.
Trophy. Yeah, the plate.
Yeah.
Okay, so the FanXY said Americans abroad is excelling so much. Yeah, this is a different time, even from when we. It's weird because like when we started our podcast, the next couple years it's really you've seen Americans thriving. I mean, obviously they also missed the World Cup, but after that, it's I don't know. I'm not saying that we had everything to do with
it. Two bad and one good. We started the podcast and they missed.
And then all these American players are thriving. So I don't know.
So who put this in there? D Stu put Meisterschall is the name of the trophy, but I Googled it to make sure we weren't saying something disgusting. Turns out that is it. It is it.
Okay.
Meisterschall.
All right. So didn't we see it when we went to the Bundesliga offices, right? We saw it there. It was pretty cool.
We also saw the Pokal, the DFB Pokal.
Mm-hmm. Alexa was like, yo, can I get this? I'm telling the Bundesliga president.
Just I put cognac in it. Is that cool? Are you guys mad?
Okay. Mark McKenzie and Brendan Aaronson have won trophies too. I was curious about Brendan Aaronson and RB Salzburg. I'm like, oh, this is cool. They won a trophy. What's the competition like for RB Salzburg in Austria, in the Austrian Bundesliga? They have won the Austrian Bundesliga probably the last 20 years. They have not, they're literally always, I don't know what's going on in the Austrian Bundesliga. I don't know how happy I'm supposed to be for Brendan Aaronson, because it seems like he went and joined the Austrian Galacticos. He's doing fine.
Ain't no one else even trying.
they alternate second and third, but that's pretty much it. But it's RB Salzburg all day. Okay. These two said, why is Cooligans in German? He put Das Cooligans. Maybe that's what it is.
That's actually K-U-H-L-E-G-E-N-Z. That's hilarious.
I'll take it.
What is the German word for cool?
I think it's cool.
No.
I think it's like that K-U-H-L.
No.
Should we bang it?
Hold on. Oh, my God. You're right. It is cool.
Yeah. Okay.
So what is the... And it's hooligans. Is hooligans in German? Cooligans in German is cooligans.
Wow, we learned so much. We're translating on the fly. Wow.
Yeah, that or Bing is broken.
Oh, my goodness.
Bing second in the Austrian Bundesliga? Because they were like, I don't care. It's cool. Do whatever.
Brendan is joining Red Bull Leipzig with Marsh next season. That'd be interesting to see.
Is that official?
I'm almost sure it's not official, but it would be. I think Aaronson is going to be there maybe another year, my guess. But he's playing so well. He's going to get an opportunity somewhere else.
Well, this is the Prem show. We got to talk about Premier League, obviously. And I have a question for you, Christian.
Go for it.
What were your initial thoughts as you heard that Manchester United fans have gathered outside the wide open gates of Old Trafford to protest because they really want the Super League to happen? Mm-hmm. At least that's how I understood it. What were your initial thoughts?
This was Sunday. I was watching. I was like, there was a game before, there was a game prior. And I'm just waiting for the game to happen. And then you start, what's Arsenal?
Well, I'm watching the Arsenal match. Game. And this reminded me of game four of the NBA Finals, where I'm watching the Knicks lose as a little boy. And here comes OJ. And now the Knicks are in picture in picture at the bottom. And I'm like, this car's driving 20 miles an hour. Kill the cops or kill him. Whichever one you want.
Manchester United fans are the O.J. Simpson of the Premier League. Okay, we've sorted it out. I was stunned. I was shocked. It really, the thing I was most shocked at is how there seems to be no consequence or penalty for storming Old Trafford and making a mess. Breaking cameras, knocking over tripods, jumping on the goal. It just seems...
I don't think there should be any punishment. I'm dead ass.
Really?
I don't think so, yeah.
No penalty for that, okay.
No, that's their stadium.
All right. Old Trafford also quite old. I don't think it can handle that kind of abuse.
I feel like, first of all, they could afford a couple new tripods. And first of all, as someone who has filmed themselves while traveling... I absolutely hate tripods. When I saw that tripod go in the air, I was like, good. Make one that doesn't suck, will you? I don't think there should be any punishment whatsoever. You know what? I kind of agree with Adam McCullough when he was like, it's our stadium. You know, he's got that like wild accent. I don't agree with him that it's their training grounds. I don't think you go inside the training grounds. But the stadium... Dog, like, it would be nothing if it wasn't for the fans.
Okay. I appreciate your perspective.
Also, they didn't burn the place down. They didn't really trash it. They took a couple pictures on top of the goal. You know, one guy hit a bicycle kick and probably hurt his back for the next few years. I don't know if you saw someone tweeted like, hey, mates, don't tell me anything about the game. I'm at work and I'm not allowed to watch. Keep me updated. I haven't seen any. It looks like it's still 0-0.
Yeah.
And someone put... Nathan Phillips with the
bicycle kick. I saw that.
4-0. 4-0 to the lads. And he's like...
Couple police got injured. It wasn't like nothing happened, Alexis.
Couch Sports Football said, as if we're going to let Alexis slide with that accent. Sorry, I tried.
No, it is... Look, honestly, we spoke about this the week prior when the protests began and how they treated the Chelsea fans treated Petr Cech, and it is again another example of this.
How did they treat Petr Cech? They yelled at him.
They didn't let the team bus move to go and play the game.
And
you okay with this?
Yes. How else are you supposed to get your point across?
Okay. So I have no problem with that level of protest. Obviously, I don't think that should be violent. I don't think anybody should get hurt trying to make this point.
Yeah, there was a cop who got injured. There was also a steward who got injured. That I don't agree with. I don't agree that.
These dudes just said, should have called the fire Martial.
Ready to go.
Keep it up.
These two got MVP level today, boy. Which we call it. Look, I don't agree that those folks should have gotten injured. I don't like that it turned to violence. You could clearly see some of the one dude who threw the tripod came back in. You could see some of these dudes were just drunk. But again, like from everything else I've read, these were families outside. These were fans. These are people who've poured their heart and soul. They've gotten tattoos. They've spent their hard-earned dollars. The little bit of time that they have on being a fan of this club and pushing this club forward, it's very different than American sports. If you don't have the fans, if you're not being pushed forward by your fans, you don't go do those great, wonderful things. You don't get to build to that level that you get to the Premier League. You don't get to stay up there for so long.
Right.
So if y'all want to break in and y'all want to take a couple shits in the middle of the field, do it. And I don't think that happened.
I mean, look, for the last couple of years, Manchester United have been doing that already, okay? They're right on the pitch.
Yeah. I'm an Arsenal fan. We've been doing it on the field all season.
I have no problem with the protest. I do think that there should be a consequence, right? It isn't. They did break in to a stadium they were not supposed to be at. There should be consequences.
We don't know for sure if they broke in. I mean, if the doors were open.
Look, the main
did
thing.
Did they trespass? Maybe.
My main frustration is that the same people that can bring that energy of frustration about who owns their club and how their club is being run when there is blatant levels of racism, when there are horrible
100%.
Things. That, it's like, why does it take that? Why is it that you're passionate about that?
But FanXY just put definitely not a Rashford decision on the protest.
That's the part that is so that's so frustrating, and because I imagine and I'm speculating, but it's easy to believe like that the people that would protest and go inside and break into Old Trafford when they see a Black Lives Matter protest, they're like they just shouldn't protest that way, that's not the way we're gonna get
100%.
Things done.
Look, we don't know if that's the case.
We don't, but it's just
we
like
don't.
Yo,
but I agree with you, it feels a little bit like some of these boys ain't exactly
because again I look and I'm also speculating, but the majority of people that were on the pitch were young white males.
It's
right?
England, though.
It's Manchester. Okay,
chill. You ain't gonna find. I think that's the actual percentage of the population.
Yeah,
but I agree with you. Look, why aren't you keeping this energy when it comes to racism in the game? Why aren't you keeping this energy when it comes to the fans with the monkey sounds and all of that? Like, I completely agree with you. But if we're going to talk about this in a vacuum, right? And somebody posted it before, the reporter following around, the Sky Sports reporter following around the weird-looking Glazer, the bald dude with the ponytail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think the one they had the sign that he was on Epstein's Island. I don't know if you saw that, because apparently he's listed as going to Epstein's Island. He's also bald with a ponytail, so...
Yeah, yeah. I'm,
I don't
want to
sit
it.
Here and, make any suggestions, but yeah, look, like I put there, homie got... that. By the way, when he got to that car, the window was already down. You got that much money where you just keep your windows down at the parking lot? Hi.
Not worried about a thing, bro.
Damn, fam. That's another striker for Manchester United. Personally, it feels like if the fans are ever, ever going to say, this isn't good enough, we want you to sell, this isn't how we want our team run. The dude who, AK Capital, who owns, it's an American dude who owns Burnley, said he would never, first of all, no one asked, but He said he would never join the Super League because he looks at himself as a custodian of the history of the club, which is easy to say now. You know what I mean? Yeah, no one asked you to be in it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But personally, I look at this and I say, you know what? This is their only... And you know when people say, oh, you shouldn't have done that. Oh, you damaged a little bit of property. Oh, you know, that's not the right way to protest. That means that's the right way to protest.
Yeah. I think the main thing, you know, Northwood Guitar mentioned like that I was kind of using a logical fallacy, like a false equivalency. And it's not, I'm not comparing the two things, but I want to make sure if you are, if you want my support for, you know, protesting and going into and breaking into your own stadium, which seems like a very, that seems like a very serious
Now, I think it's because you're looking at it from an American point of view.
No.
They view it as their home.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm thinking about it. I'm comparing how the level of action to make change is compared. That's really what I'm talking about. Because if you want my support, you want me to hate the Glazers, and you think it's enough to go inside the stadium. Literally, like Arlo White was like terrified and had to leave the gantry or wherever he was.
I do love that he kept calling it a gantry. It makes it sound so royal, you know.
That's the main thing. It's like if you want my support for that level of action, then I would appreciate the same support and the same energy for the level of action for people that are fighting against injustice. That's
all
I'm saying.
Here's why I'm cool with it, because I'm going to say, yeah, it's a go. And in the moment we do this because there's some racism in the game, I'm going to remember them faces. And if I hear all of a sudden now it's not cool, I'm going to say it's a go. Okay. If now all of a sudden you say it's not cool, now we know whose side you're on. You know what I mean?
Cosport Football just said in the UK there are reports it was both United and Liverpool who planned to get this game stopped. Yeah. Look, I think it is if you guys want these changes to be made, I understand. I mean, like we know what the Glazers have done as far as, you know, either taking money out of the club or not using profits appropriately, or just taking advantage of this gigantic brand that means so much to so many people, especially that community. So I understand. All right. Nutmeg is he's furious with the Glazers. So I get that. It is, you know, when you're watching those images and you see people, you know, like, again, they're not supposed to be there. They're making an incredible scene. They're scaring a lot of people. All right. Now I want to understand what led to that. And I, of course, I want to sympathize. I get it. But if it has to go to that action, I just don't want hypocrisy when it comes to trying to make change.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. And that's why I'm saying I'm for it. Not only am I for it because I think, yeah, maybe you'll get your chance to get your club back. I don't know. I think Couch Sports Football says, who has $3 billion lying around to buy Man United? I agree. Also, Crimson Pizza said, can we get a comment from the owner of Burnley, though?
Please weigh in.
You know, I think I'm needed in the other room to give a comment. Nick Sernipple said, Alexis Christian, go listen to the new football podcast with Grant Wall, not the Peter Schmeichel one. He talks to a professor who deals with stuff like this, and he straight says, the reason these people are riot versus Super League and not racism is because they are the same people who are supporting Brexit. Yes, I'm not going to sit here and claim that they're all racist because I don't know these people. But I will say, yo, some of them lads didn't look like they were all for the kneeling, if you get what I'm saying.
Sure.
But that said, it's like, I'm gonna allow this. I'm gonna let you do you right here. And I'm going to say, no, you're right. This is a right form of protest. I'm not surprised you got to this level of anger. And then when it happens because of somebody, some racist, and you say it's not cool, now I know what side of the fence exactly you're on. Now I know what matters more to you. You have football with your mates and not everybody in your country getting equal share.
Yeah, yeah. Look, again, I don't think things are going to change overnight, but this did, I think this does... I don't know if it's necessarily highlighting hypocrisy, but it does make you, it makes you feel a certain way. You're just like, okay, all right, this is what it takes.
All of a sudden you're mad. Yeah.
That's all it is.
We actually didn't even talk about this. If you were an owner of an English Premier League club, let's say you were the owner of Everton, and Florentino Perez called you and asked you to be one of the 15 members of the Super League, honestly, what would you do?
I would say no.
Not now, before all the hubbub and everyone got mad.
We had this conversation a couple months ago when the rumors were. We had this conversation in October. I was watching an old clip and I'm not a fan. I wasn't a fan then. I'm not a fan now.
Why wouldn't you do it?
Just because there's too much history to all the leagues and specifically to the Premier League, but there's too much history that I am aware of, and I wouldn't, and I feel like even as a fan, an American fan of an English team, that I feel like a foreigner in this, even within the supporters. I feel like I have to earn the respect of other Everton supporters that are English to feel welcome. I'm fine with that challenge. So because I have so much respect for that institution already, I would not want the team to go to another league.
I would have done it.
You would have done it. And why 100%. Would you have done it?
I think I would have done it just because I think I would have looked at it and I would have said, I would have had the same fear some of those other clubs, or at least pretending they had, when it's like that FOMO, that fear of being left behind or being left out. You know, I would look at it and say, ah, damn, if I was the owner of Arsenal... You know, I feel like I'd be beloved by the fans probably up until that moment, at least. I feel like I would spend the money. I wouldn't be like crunky. It'd be hard not to follow that American sports model and sit there and go, yo, I could loan up as much as I can afford, take that money as profit for me and let the club sort of sustain itself and then throw some of that money back here and there as needed. I feel like it would be difficult not to do that just from knowing how financially it works, how much money I'd be able to personally make. I'm admitting that it would be difficult for me not to do that. If somebody called me, if Florentino Perez, you know, was like, yo, get on my private plane, I got an idea, I'd be like, okay, what's good? And then he's like, yo, Super League, we all immediately made $350 million. I'd be like, who am I to say no? Because I'd also have the idea of the future of the club. I'm not saying I'd be right. Yeah, next to Nipple saying, Alexis sounding like a dirty Yank. Yo, I know I'd be wrong, but at the same time, I'd be like...
If that's the future of the game, you don't want to be left out.
Yeah, who am I to ruin the potential future, you know what I mean, okay, of Arsenal by saying no to what I tell the fans is $200 million because I got $150 in my pocket.
I love this from D-Stu. He says, I can say is if it were me as the Everton owner, I'd say, hold up, Amina. These two absolutely crushing it.
These two
has to get VIP status because this is just bringing the absolute heat. It's four U's in these two, I believe.
We got to do is it a dude? We got to do a player of the match. We got to have a player of the match because right now, these two, you in the lead, my G.
Okay. Yeah, look, man, it is... This is just, I think it's something, specifically to Manchester United, this was going to happen in some form or another. I think what I did like about these protests was that, all right, no, apologies for Nutmeg. This is his witching hour. He is being too loud.
If
he
only we knew that we would be recording this every week at the same time.
I don't know what to do. Should I mute myself? Okay, is he gonna calm down? He has the zoomies. I'm gonna lower my volume. Alexis, hold on. Take the lead for a second.
All right. Just Kikated said when it comes to Super League, Alexis would have Perez the launch button. All right, you made up for that.
That was good. That was great.
Whatchamacallit? Yeah, no. Nutmeg is protesting that plant life. Thank you, Cash Sports Football.
Okay. So the point I wanted to make was that that this was going to happen with Manchester United. People were very, even before any of the Super League stuff, people were very unhappy with the Glazers. Even it didn't matter how many positive results they were having or not. The way the club has run is not
No one's been happy with the Glazers.
But it is not. It has not gone into the modern era, especially with these other clubs. I mean, these clubs have so much money. They have new stadiums. They have they're getting, like, Manchester United used to be like Bruno Fernandes. Even when Bruno Fernandes went to Manchester United and said, he went there because he was like, this is my dream to play for Manchester United. And even when he said that, I was like, really? Like, now the lore of the Red Devils is not really what it used to be. And the Glazers are not going to bring that back, in my opinion. Like, they really, this is where I like that that's been highlighted, like that they really haven't treated the club well, even though they did do good things in that they got the club out of the debt that they were in and things like that, but they really haven't
created the debt themselves. In fact, Leinster said, I heard on a recent episode of podcast, you don't show us love, we don't show you love, that Man U has made over $1 billion in loan interest payments, which is more than they've spent on buying new players. Yeah, because the loans are not real. Like, if you think about what got Enron in trouble and all these companies in trouble, is you get loans and you use your asset, which in this case is the club. The value of the club is so much. Well, I'm going to loan against that whole amount and go spend that money. And then the club makes X amount of money per month, which is the loan payment. So over time, it all balances out. And I got to go spend this money right now. They're not real. These aren't debts that are going to damage the club or make the club insolvent. These are loans so that the owners can pocket the money. This is what you do with the Knicks. This is what you do with the New England Patriots. This is what you do with the Montreal Canadiens. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. this is how North American sports are handled. So you got to forget these loan payments. The loan payments don't matter. The loan payments aren't the reason you can't buy players. The reason you can't buy players is because the owners are saying, until that dollar amount that you make slips below the amount that pays for the loans that I use to pocket my money, I'm not going to worry about this club. And then you're like, well, we're not going to make Champions League. Well, boop, 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 boop. All of a sudden, here comes money to spend because we need to make that Champions League because we need to keep the big money rolling in. Well, how can we guarantee that we make Champions League? Why don't we just do it like everyone else does and close up shop? That's why American owners are saying this. It's not because there's this, like, hatred of your history or we borrowed too much money. They don't need to borrow the money. Borrowing the money is just a checkbook balancing thing. It's got nothing. Forget the payments. The thing that scares them is the revenue going down. That's it. That's the reason they spend money on your players. That's why they wanted to lock this up, because then it could say, now we know how much we're making in 10 years, because this money's never going to go away, because we're never going to go fall below that line. That's all this was about, is them being able to borrow more money and loan more money so they could guarantee how much the payments are as you move forward. That's it.
Yeah. Cosworth Football said, we were debt-free.
Hold on. D-Stu said, loan payments are Bisaka the point and revenue matas.
Matas. Okay, there we go. Yeah. We were debt-free before the Blazers came, that's not my understanding. I thought the club was in debt when they took over the team. Am I wrong in believing that? Because that is what I have heard repeatedly.
Perfect. Tommy says Banker Alexis has entered the stream. I want you to stop for a second. And I understand how hard this is. You can't look at these loans as this debt is going to kill the team. The loan is whatever the value that you guys haven't borrowed against of your club. I get to now put that in my pocket as profit, and I get to go put it somewhere else and invest somewhere else. And because you make so much money, I'll never not be able to make those payments until you can't make that money. So you, as hard as it is, the loans aren't stopping them from spending money. If anything, the loans are giving them upfront money. They're just not spending it on the team. Yeah. That's it.
Well, it looks like it's Manchester United are, what, a Ponzi scheme or the plot to The Big Short? I don't know. Is there something going on?
You know, Kroenke, when he purchased Arsenal, you know what he used as a leverage to get the loan?
What?
Arsenal.
What does that mean?
So he told the bank, essentially, he goes, yo, I need to borrow whatever it was. Like, let's say it's $1 billion. I need to borrow $1 billion to buy Arsenal. And they were like, how do we even know you're good for this money? Do you have anything to put up that is a value of $1 billion in case you don't pay this? And he was like, yeah, Arsenal. And they're like, wait, what? And he was like, well, when I buy it, it'll be the asset. So you can take that in case I don't buy, unless I can't pay.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, I bet. It's not supposed to be how that works.
That's absolutely fascinating. But I guess technically it works. But you really going to have somebody got to believe in you.
You need a bank who is like, I don't know, but I,
you know, I like the cut of your jib, you know?
I was going to say no, but I'm about to say fuck it. You know what I mean? You seem like you got a plan, my G. Yo, he went to Banco Popular for that joint. He went to the Mood Bank.
Yeah, they were like, you know.
Was like, we don't even do loans. But like, I mean.
You know what? I wasn't going to give you the loan, but then you showed me that Latino temperament. And I'm like, I got
Tronquito.
Next up, said the Glazers bought the club on a leveraged buyout. The club was making money and no debts. The owner had debt. With the debt in the leveraged buyout, the debt fell on the club. Fascinating. It's strange that you would make that they would make the sale to someone who had all this debt. But I guess it wasn't related to soccer or football, so they, you know, I guess you don't really know for sure who is taking over your club, right? Because you're probably not looking completely at their finances, so they can do shady stuff.
Crimson Pete said, Alexis, I need you to explain this via a cool metaphor whilst sitting in a hot tub like Margot Robbie. I could promise you nothing I do is going to be like Margot Robbie.
Okay. So, I mean, anything else? I mean, it's going to be an interesting,
This I didn't know. It's Deutsche Bank who did the Man U, buyout. They were the loaners. They're the ones that are enthralled. What is it?
Embroiled
in all the Trump stuff.
That's right.
Yo, Deutsche Bank.
Okay.
Give him a call, like, yo, y'all still tripping? Or
but you got, I'm out here, I'm trying to I'm just trying to buy Mallorca.
I'm not a Glazer, but I am eating this donut, so I don't know if maybe
okay, on brand for today's show. The interesting thing, because the match was stopped.
He said it was Das Kooligans Bank for sure. Finally, Alexis, can you at least do a Selena Gomez metaphor? I don't know what any of these things are, but I am in no way shape a sexy woman, so I can't do either of these two things.
Manchester United will have to play, I believe, 4 matches in 7 days, something along those lines, because this because of the match was postponed against Liverpool. So not ideal for them, but it's we'll see if any changes happen. That's I'm curious to see, you know, based on the, you know, the dude with the bald ponytail. I don't think I don't think this is gonna do it. Look, when it comes to money like this, I mean, the Glazers have no reason to sell. That's just, and even the dude from Spotify is trying to buy Arsenal. And already got rejected. I saw him the other day, like on CNBC talking. He was talking to Jim Cramer, and about, you know, trying
it
to
hasn't
buy the
been
team.
Rejected.
They said all they said was that they're not selling. That they're not selling. And
rumor is, so look, in order to keep the value of your asset, you can't say you're selling. So notice the first leak that everybody reported was, they would never sell for under a value of $2 billion. What that is you're leaking a, here's where I'm at. Don't you dare come more than 20% under that.
Right.
That's all that was. Like, I need y'all to start, like, y'all got to get corporatized up in here, all right? We talking about Gordon Gekko shit, okay? They said we will never sell for anything less than $2 billion. The next thing they do is officially come out and say, yo, we'll never sell the club. That means your value is stabilized. Your shareholders are all saying, like, yo, you're not selling the club, right? Like, we can't. If we sell, if, yo, I want to sell, that means you're devaluing your own asset. You can't do that. What you got to do is say, I've made an agreement to sell. You can't come out and say, I want to sell. Does anybody want to buy? That devalues your asset. So the only way you're going to do that is by coming out and saying, I would never sell. But before that, they leaked, we'll take $2 billion. Notice the number that all of a sudden came out from Thierry Henry, Patrick Vieira, and Daniel Ek from Spotify, $1.8 billion. That's 20%.
Yeah, yeah. He seems persistent. He seems like this is... There's an opportunity here, and I think he's really going for it.
Yo, Crimson Pizza said, Alexis coming with them Staples Mafia tactics. And Northwood Guitar put, Alexis to start talking about some illicit trading soon. I'm saying, if anybody knows, anybody inside of trading, you okay. Whisper it. You
know all right, I mean? We know who's running Wall Street bets, all right?
You're talking big money here. They will sell. Everybody wants to get out. When you multiply the asset, dude, Stan Kroenke could walk away from Arsenal. The only way he would stay is if he thinks Arsenal's value is going to get bigger. How is it going to get bigger? By either winning a Champions League multiple times, like raising the level of the club, which remember, they already think of themselves as being at that level, or by signing on to something like a Super League, which would have wildly increased the value of all the clubs involved. That's not happening now. So how are they going to increase the value of their club? How are they going to triple, double, whatever, multiply their money? They're not. I think Stan Kroenke can easily be bought out. You just got to come with the money from the value, from what the value of the club is. Also, you're Spotify. You got it. Stop acting like you need to go find the billions. Maji, call Deutsche Bank. I know what guy.
They got you. It's interesting. I think there is... I'm curious to see all the owners, because the Premier League has said that there will be some, especially the Premier League, have said that there will be a penalty for all the teams that
they tried to. Yeah, 2-year Champions League
ban?
Supposedly.
Yeah, so something's going to happen, but I'm wondering if...
Can we do time served? Because Arsenal already got that.
I think there's going to be an opportunity for these owners to sell... mainly because it's going to be difficult to, you know, you're tarred and feathered at this point. Everyone is never going to forgive you for what you have done, regardless of what this result was. How is Stan Kroenke going to win over the Arsenal fans?
He can't. He also doesn't need to, unfortunately. Like this idea that, and I wish it were true. People are going to get mad at me for saying this, but the fans just don't matter in this situation. The fans don't matter. Yeah, if we're talking about the finances, whether he sells or not, there's nothing the fans can do besides do things like walk out mid-match and make it embarrassing. Go on the field and not allow the games to start. Do things that, in other words, would... You don't want to hurt the value of the club, but you want to show that you're not going to stand for this. Other than that, you're someone who pays tickets. Like, this isn't me saying it. This was leaked out of the conversations with the Super League. The fans that show up and view this as, well, this is my club, they're a nuisance to these owners.
Yeah.
Because now you have to sort of care about what they think. Where American sports, it's like if the Yankees tomorrow decided... we're not going to, play spring training anymore. And all of a sudden, thank you, OS.
OS, thank you for the raid. Appreciate it.
You know, if all of a sudden we're not going to play spring training anymore. And you know what? I don't care. We're going to have two DPs. The fans would be like, well, how dare you? And they'd be like, yeah, it's 12-1. The fans would be like, all right, I'll still go. Like there's just not this feeling of like there's not the idea of like a part ownership of the club like it is in Europe. And to some degree, it's like, unless you do what the fans did at Manchester, y'all not going to make much of any noise, because Stan Kroenke don't even know these games are happening. He's not watching your news.
Yeah.
He has no clue. He doesn't care. You think his kid is telling him, yo, they don't like you? He'd be like,
he would be like, yo, I was watching Port and Vooch. Can you believe what they're saying about me?
Damn, I'm upset, dude. I'm a big fan of Filthy Fellas. And me, Stan Kroenke, now can't enjoy it because they dragging my name. That ain't how it works. These dudes don't even care. If his son called them and said, like, what's his name? Josh Kroenke, who was like, you know, hey, Dad, I'm the chairman, so I hear these things. They're talking wild greasy about you. His dad would be like, I told you only to use his number if we talking money.
You know? Perfect, Tommy. Thank you for gifting us up to Hides 3. Much appreciated. Yeah, look, this is why I don't think I could be a team owner, because especially going through something like what they...
You got to make a commitment to money. That's not you.
Exactly. It's like I cannot deal with millions of people hating me. And then either I have millions of people hating me, or I could get $2 billion. Like, I'll take the $2 billion over people hating me.
Yo, Skeeter Yeet said, stand down, Kroenke.
Let's go.
I could easily function in a world where most people hated me.
Okay, that's where you and I differ.
And that's
why,
you and I have had like private conversations where I've told you, like, I've always felt the need to make sure I'm doing something good, because I could very easily do something pretty evil. You know what I mean? And not like murder or whatever. I'm talking just straight money. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would easily take blood money if I was the only one doing this podcast. And, you know, again, visitnorthkorea.com called. I'd be like, yeah, we don't need to talk about the bad stuff.
I like this from D-Stu. He says, Arsenal is just trying to Lacazette that cash and stop drinking Martinelli's to feel fancy at the party. Spotify CEO should Odegaard his wallet and move on.
Yo, that is so perfect yet so forced at the same time. Drinking Martinelli's at the party.
Martinelli's are delicious, okay? The apple juice is very good. Anyway. Well done, D-Stu. Earned that VIP. I also love this from Robert from LA. Robert from LA said, why is the Cooligans stock symbols? CON, CLN, or GLY?
If it were me, it'd be CLN.
Oh, man.
Robert from LA said, good news, Alexis. You can watch The Big Short on Amazon. Love that movie.
Very good movie. It's fascinating too, because I did IT for a brokerage firm, and all the people
in you did it for a Staten Island brokerage firm, right?
No. Well, I mean, all stockbrokers live in Staten Island. I mean, there's not much you can do there. But no,
think like Staten Islanders.
It was in on Wall Street, and just vicious. I mean, not vicious people, but like you would have the cokehead stockbroker. You would have the steroid stockbroker. Uh-huh. Like, uh-huh. Literally, you know, these are common dudes. You would have the one guy that's like too nice. I'm like, how'd you get here? I mean, mm-hmm. he had no other options.
He's got like three kids.
Yeah, The Big Short was like way too they seemed way too intellectual.
No, but that actual brokerage firm were like that. They looked at things like in a very different way. Like, it was very hard to get a job in that brokerage firm. I told you the time that I almost blew the whistle on Madoff, right?
No.
Yeah.
You almost blew the whistle.
I almost blew the whistle on Madoff. My boss told me not to touch it.
The whistle?
I mean, it's in every office. I was going to break the glass.
I think you did tell me this. Yeah. Is this something you can repeat or no?
Yeah, of course. I could care less. Sue me, bro. You in jail.
He's dead. He's also dead.
Yeah, he is. That's right. He died. He had like 10 floors in the Lipstick Building. Lipstick Building is a very famous building on, I believe, 53rd and Lex. It was my territory, my first year in sales. We were only allowed to sell to companies with 50 or more employees because of how much office supplies they purchased. So I went. I finally got an appointment. I was like calling and calling and calling. I begged this lady. I emailed her. Remember, we talked about how I, you know, did a lot of emailing. At the time, they wouldn't accept email appointments, but I got one. So I went, and the place was empty. It was his sister. His sister was the office manager, and it's listed as having like 2,000 employees, and there's no one on this floor, not even cubicles. There's just nothing there besides this one office that the sister's in by herself. And I said, hey, where is everybody? And she was like, oh, they mostly work from home. I was like, okay. I mean, this wasn't pandemic, you know what I mean? Nobody works from home, but you don't even have a cubicle in case they want to come in here, you know? I was like, all right, fine. I said, you would do this whole thing to try to get their like pricing. Give me your entire pricing guide. And she was like, oh, I have my pricing guide. Like, I didn't even have to sell her. And she hands me a photocopy of a handwritten paper, one page long, with like post-it notes, about $50, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it was clearly enough office supplies for like three people max. And I was like, do the people who work from home buy their own office supplies? Said, yeah. And I was like, would you be willing to put them on a corporate account? Because I'm trying to get all the employees. And lady was like, no, this is really all we need. And I was like, all right. So I went back and I was like, I need to verify because I can get in trouble for visiting a company that doesn't qualify. So I was like, I need to verify. Yo, they're still listed as having 2,000 employees. So I said to my boss, I was like, yo, this is Madoff Trading, whatever it was. I was like, it might not even have been called Madoff. I forget. But anyway, I was like, yo, this doesn't feel right. I feel like I should tell somebody, right? Mm. Like they're claiming they're this, but they're not. And he was like, dude, I don't want to get involved in it. And I was like, look, I'm no snitch. I'm just saying it feels like this is important. And he was like, man, fuck out of here. And we were like, all right, let's go get drinks.
Yeah.
Like a year later, this guy's getting handcuffs. There's a movie made.
Destroyed like dozens of families.
The Mets, the Jets. And that, by the way, my boss, massive Mets fan. So it's his fault.
Okay. So look, I have another reason to be upset with you because I'm also a Mets fan. Okay. All right. I think that's where we should end. Also, I saw Sports Football just said, by the way, going back to N'Golo Kanté, he was fasting. Can you believe that? I don't know if he was fasting because he was eating up Luka Modric. Am I right, folks? Okay. Look, the dude looked full, all right?
Okay. I guess the beginning of the match was Ishtar, bro. Homie got to eat. And by the way, just for someone who does fast, not for religious reasons, it's you actually have energy when you're not eating, when you're fasting.
Okay.
We could stop giving tons of plaudits for this stuff, unless you're doing like 24-hour fasts, in which case, I don't know how. I don't know how you're doing that.
Okay.
These two said, can't they have any snacks? These two, every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, you need to be here, bro.
Absolutely crushing it. Thank you.
Robert from LA said, Alexis, prediction for Arsenal do or die match, the season on the line. I'm going to say this. I feel zero pressure walking into this match. I don't care. You either win or Arteta out. You at least have to make the final of the Europa League. If you win the Europa League and get us in the Champions League, you had a good season. If you don't do that, if you get us to the final and you don't win, I say you get another season. If you lose tomorrow, I'm done.
Okay. Simply put, you know... And if Carlo Ancelotti doesn't get into at least a Europa League qualifying spot, then, you know, we'll just try again next year, guys.
You did pretty good. You did better than I thought.
Okay, that's where I draw the line, all right? Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Again, if you're listening to this podcast, every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, we do it live on Twitch. Get in the chat. Throw in your puns like these too. Let's have a great time. But thank you. We appreciate everybody who listens and tunes in. A reminder, this Sunday, 7 p.m., Eastern time.
Is this the biggest show in soccer cooligans history?
This is this is appointment television. This is for everybody. Go to FuboSportsNetwork.com at 7 p.m. We will be interviewing Megan Rapinoe, U.S. Women's National Team, World Cup winner, Ballon d'Or winner. OL Reign player. It is an absolutely huge, monumental achievement for us to have a guest like her on the show. She's great. It's funny. We talk about everything. We talk national team stuff, politics, NWSL stuff. Really, really fun. So make sure you tune into that. I will be personally offended if you do not. That's on God, okay?
Yeah, now you know where we draw the line. Skeeter Yeet said, Kante can N'Golo whether he eats or not. Very nice. And okay. You know what, Skeeter Yeet, You get VIP. Give him Skeeter, VIP, bro.
Let's go. Thank you, Skeeter Yee. I'll do that right after we wrap up the pod. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Again, follow us on everything at Soccer Cooligans on all socials, Instagram, on Twitter. We're on there. Also, TikTok. At Soccer Cooligans on TikTok. I've been posting a little bit more on there as well. So, you know, we'll be dancing on there soon. That's the future of this.
The whoa, you know?
Okay. little Addison Rae style. Okay. We're going to just appropriate her culture. Okay?
We should appropriate white culture, y'all. We just go to brunch and put that on our TikTok, yo.
FanXY. Thank you for gifting a sub. We appreciate it. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know how we end the show. My name is Cristian Polanco.
I am Alexis Leonardo Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!